Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage. Marcus Maven's going to join us here in just a second. Chase in the booth with us this morning. Chase, thanks for coming in, man. This is going to be good.
What's up?
You didn't play my music, Chase. You didn't play my theme, man.
I'm getting there. Hold up.
No, I don't even. All right, play it. I still want it. Thank you. I need self-affirmation every day.
Yeah.
And that's what that does for me.
Listen.
I'm like, somebody likes me, even though that's not for me at all. But, hey, good news, Chase. Yeah. I've watched every press conference of Scott Drew, Billy Donovan, because I like being spanked, apparently. I'll just say I'm a sex slave. Like, I love it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So I got that going for me. And I've watched Josh Schertz. I've watched Dusty May. I've watched Jerome Tang. I mean, I've watched everything about all these coaches. There's not a video that exists on YouTube that those coaches right there, I haven't watched already. And Richard Pitino, that's kind of my own wish list, you know. But
until Marcus gets here, this is good because you and I will, there's no chain to bring us in.
We can it's insanity now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insanity because I think we know, talked to a few people over the weekend and stuff, and I think and Kenny, mm-hmm. I feel pretty comfortable saying that, knows this is done.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he'll coach tomorrow and, you know, and Wednesday if they make it, you know, whatever happens. I do think he'll coach those games and that'll be it. And I think by no later than Thursday, we'll be hearing that there's a mutual part, or, you know, not a mutual part, but,
yeah,
you know, but a parting of ways between the university and Kenny. So I'm kind of there now. And yeah, you're right. You can't rein me in at this point. I'm in full coaching search mode.
Yeah. We were talking before and I was like, I'm not good at being patient. But this gives me more reason to watch March Madness. So I'm kind of like, we could take our time on this coaching search, not just because it's good for the radio.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to watch. Like, I want to take interest in teams for no reason. But,
oh, sure. Listen, every one of those coaches, I mean, New Mexico, I'm going to be locked in on. Florida Atlantic, locked in. Kansas State, locked in. You know, and like some, I'm talking, because not all those teams even I just named may make the tournament, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm watching this week in their conference tournament. I mean, all those teams, of course, Baylor, until we hear differently.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm with Drew. I think if we get into late, if we get into the first weekend of the tournament and post, and we still haven't heard anything from anybody, I think there's a good chance Scott Drew is okay. Maybe we got something going here.
Yeah, maybe a thumbs up.
Rooting against the Bulls. I mean, this is what the world has done to me. don't try to bring me down. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. Listen, this is an opening. At the end of the day, I've said it multiple times. It's Josh Hurd's hire. And I'm gonna back whoever he hires, whether I like it or not. I mean, listen, does the thought of Indiana State's coach arouse me whatsoever? No.
Not yet.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna, you know, if that's who he goes with, I'm not gonna be like, man, that was the worst hire ever. We're screwing it up, you know. Like, okay, well, you know, hey, it's your job, buddy. We'll see.
Yeah, but we were talking about it on Drew's show. If that's the guy that gets
81-50-93-9, those phone lines, Chase, somebody X's those out every morning. It's not your fault.
Got it.
Somebody does that before. I don't know who, or it might be something we have to do, but 81-50-93-9, a lot of texts are coming in. We'll get to all those, so please join us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chase.
Go ahead, buddy. But we were talking about it, and for the first week, if Shirts is the guy that's hired, you're going to see people. I mean, no matter who gets hired, you're going to see people push back. But
I see a lot
of people.
Chase, I'm going to have to hold my tongue multiple times and be like, no, no.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Josh is hire. He believes in this guy. Yeah. You shut your mouth, because you might, 2 years from now, you might be going, that was an amazing hire.
Yeah.
Or 2 years from now, you might be going, so who's the next AD? listen, Josh needs to hire who he's going to hire. But I have faith. There's a lot of Shirts talk going on.
Yeah.
I still kind of have faith that Josh is going to make a good, not that Shirts wouldn't be a good hire, but I have a lot of faith that Josh is going to go out there, and I think he's going to get a name that's going to be good and that's going to excite us as well. I do. I really do believe in him in that manner.
Yeah, and to that point, I can get excited about anybody. That's the good thing about transfer portal and NIL too. Like, the coach could come in and not be a big splash, and then he gets in the transfer portal, he gets a couple commits, and everybody's going to be like, well, hold on now. I see some traction there.
Yeah.
I think, and this is not me advocating, like, go hire Josh Shirts.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
obviously you get
like
Scott
you
Drew. I know, it sounds like it.
I mean, yeah, you know.
But you
I bet you loved Satterfield.
I thought Satterfield was awesome, man, after the first year.
I did too.
Then,
I did too.
Yeah,
when we hired him, I was like, oh. And then after his first year, I was like, this is the dude.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, and I would do this. That's why I say with a guy like Shirts, I mean, even Dusty May, somebody like that to an extent where, now, I don't put the two in the same class, because even though Shirts has probably had more head coaching success overall, I've actually watched Dusty May coach in a Final Four with my two eyes. So to me, that just puts him above him, even if it's not true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, tournament success is a factor.
Texter says, give me – Drew is number one for me, but after that, give me Will Wade. Hey, listen, I like Will Wade. It's just the Will Wade crew kind of has to come to the same thing that people like me and Blankenbaker had to do with Chris Beard. It's just not going to happen. Now, and I'm not saying the two things are the same, but what I am telling you is what Chris Beard did – won't get you in trouble. It's just a PR hit. What Will Wade did with his show calls can actually get you in trouble. So while the two things, I don't say, I'm not trying to equate a false domestic violence charge against a recruiting violation or anything, but like that's just, and I feel you, because I think Will Wade would do a good job. It's just, it's not going to happen. And I think there are some donors that like Will Wade. Like, I think there are people around here that have pitched Will Wade to Josh Hurd. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, we get with the times a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
get it rolling.
They're just not going to hire a guy with a show call. I don't know. Actually, I mean, I don't know that Will Wade would get hired anywhere this year.
No, and
maybe
how
DePaul. I think DePaul might say, you know what, screw it, we're going to go after it. But that's it. That's what I say. So please don't take it like I'm saying. I think Will Wade would do a good job here.
Yeah, and how long is the show cause?
Like, till next June.
Yeah, if this was next year and we're talking about it, like,
right,
you could have that conversation.
Yeah, oh, sure. Like,
yeah.
If it was June this year,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, well, heck yeah. Hire him. Hire him, and you know what? You're just going to be a little behind in recruiting.
Yeah.
But, like, he literally would have recruiting restrictions. Let's not even talk about the show cause to get Louisville in trouble. I mean, you got restrictions. You'd have all that for this whole recruiting cycle, all of this season, and half the recruiting cycle of next year. Like, you just, you're not going to do it.
Not a chance.
Yeah, it's no, it's literally no chance. Yeah. It's less than zero that he's the coach here. And again, I like him. Let's see, if you hire Shirts or some mid-major bum. Well, they're not bums because they're mid-major. Come on now. People are going to lose it. And I do agree with that. I'd rather have Florida's coach or Sean Miller. I would too. But I mean, I don't go straight to mid-major coaches or bums because I don't want to hear Drew say it no more than anybody else, but he is right. Nate Oates was a bum at Buffalo, you know, like, you know, or hiring this guy, you know, or Billy Donovan at Marshall or somebody like that. I mean, now granted, it's not what I want to do either. But
I mean, everybody wants Drew. Scott Drew. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not Drew Dinner. Everybody wants Scott Drew. but if he says no, like I like Florida's coach too. I don't know if that's a possibility to think about. Yeah, I don't know. Like nobody knows. And then buyouts nowadays are just absurdly high. Like Olzelberger's buyout being $17 million to me is insane.
Yeah.
Because he's one that I would think, like, it's not a mid-major. You know, he's got some kind of track record. He's young. He would be a great option. Mm-hmm. But $17 million, you know, you got to think about the money that these bigger schools have versus the mid-majors just don't have those buyouts attached to the coaches.
Listen to me, man. I'll say this for me. I I'm big on marrying somebody to the job. And if Drew says no, and I think the probability is he will. I mean, that's going to be a tough pull, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be a tough pull. I like Jerome Tang. Like, I think Jerome Tang would marry to the job great. And he's a guy, I don't even know if K-State's going to end up making the tournament this year. I mean, they might. You know, they win a few games this week that probably get in, but I don't know that they will. But I do say, man, you take a guy like him. Now, whether it's controversial or not, I know Drew says it is controversial. He lost his best player right before the season. I mean, like, that's a big deal. But I think you marry him to the job and you say, okay, you know, guys like that, I'm like, I think there would be excitement in the offseason. Like, Scott Drew and Billy Donovan, guys like that, would be take them off the table because, well, duh, there would be excitement. But I think guys like Jerome Tang, obviously Oates and Musselman, which I'm not sure, just talking around, I don't really think either one of them are on the table at this point. But two guys like that, I mean, I think those guys would drum – I think Richard Pitino would drum up excitement in the offseason. Some other guys – like a Shirts, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think would. You would just have to wait and see the product, which is fine. I'll do that too. But I really would rather be excited in the offseason.
You know what's funny? Like, we named you just all the major coaches that you just named, mm-hmm. So non-Shirts. We didn't talk about, like, Mick Cronin's at a major. And, like, he's on the board for us still. And people, I don't think people would be super excited about that hire.
I
say some people would.
Yeah, I think it would be very, very split with Mick. I think it would be some people are just not a fan. Some people I think would be. I do think Mick could get some excitement going by the time the season started. Everybody you talk to, and there's a lot of people around here that know Mick, nobody really even indicates that he's on the table. So I don't... Unless Bring Brom Home guy's right, and this has been done so secretly behind the table, and maybe it is, and if he is, he deserves his flowers for sure. And nobody you talk to that's around Mick Cronin is like, yeah. No, it's like, yeah, no, right. There's not really any conversation, you know, about it. So, yeah, I at this point, I don't really think he's going to be the guy. Let's see. Somebody says, I'm glad you believe, Steve. I don't. I did until I heard Beard was off the list. After that, I felt like we weren't serious about basketball anymore, and I still don't. I understand that logic. I understand. I'm not saying I agree with that, but I do understand that. Let's see. I'd take Shirts over Miller. I've seen plenty of Miller. Okay. I wouldn't want to take chances on this next hire. That's why you got to find the money. I understand that too. I'll take Will Wade over Indiana State's coach or Cronin two times. I agree. I've said it before. I think Will Wade would be a good hire. I do. I just don't think you can. It's not, you just can't. Listen, if he didn't have the show cause and it was just the recruiting violations before, I'd be like, okay. That's like Sean Miller. I'd be like, heck yeah, hire Sean Miller. I don't care. Like, he don't have any show cause attached to him or anything. Where you going to be like, well, you can't hire. Oh, screw that. I'm trying to win,
Yeah. The argument about Will Wade is just not going to be an argument. Because our only point is that he has
a literal show cause attached to his name. Like, I don't think he gets hired anywhere this year. Like I said, DePaul may just go ahead and say, screw it, we're already terrible. Maybe we'll just hang on, But Louisville's not in the place where they can hire a guy with a show cause. I mean, they're like, they either have a year left of probation or just came off of it this year, or coming off of it. Like, you just can't hire a guy with show cause. It's not even on the table, at all. We'll see. Man, we got a lot of text here. Somebody says, screw Cronin. Okay. I want Pete Bell. That's funny. You get that reference?
I don't think I do.
Oh, you don't get the Pete Bell reference?
No, it's from.
Oh, Blue Chips.
Oh, I've seen
Blue
Chips.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fair that you wouldn't necessarily just remember the name.
Yeah.
If KP wins a few games in the ACC tournament, will Payne keep his job? No, I'm pretty sure he's already been told that. I'm not a fan of Cronin, or I'm not a fan, but Cronin would work out here. That's kind of where I am. Like, he's not really high up on my want list, but I do think he could do good here. So I tweeted that out the other day, and I was like, don't shoot the messenger, but I think he would work here.
The main disparage from people is that he's a very prickly person, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
He is... He's not
You could leave the LY off there.
Yeah. So, yeah. But they don't disparage him about his basketball. I mean, this is going to be the first year that he's missed the tournament in 12 seasons straight.
Last 3 years, Sweet 16, Sweet 16, Final Four.
Like, he knows how to coach basketball. Let's not act like he doesn't. Whether you want him as a coach, whether it has
That's kind of where I am. I, again, my thing is kind of coming from talking to people who run in those circles. It's like there's not a lot of, I haven't ran into anybody that would be attached to Mick Cronin that has said, yeah, it's on the table.
Yeah, I would agree. Drew said the same thing. So
yeah, I mean, it just feels as though, it's just not even, I just don't know how much of a serious, like I said, unless Spring Bromholm's right. And if he is, I'll be the first one to give him his flowers.
Well, yeah, I can talk myself into Mick Cronin. Don't get me wrong.
I think me and you are, and that's where I think there are three crowds with Mick Cronin. I think there are people that just hate Mick Cronin. I think there are a lot of people who are like me and you that would be like, I could easily talk myself into it. But he's not really on my top three. And then I think there's a group that really want him. Let's see. Mick Cronin and Scott Drew are both 100% coming to Louisville. Both of them on the same staff. If you're going the cheap route, give me Kelsey over Shirts. Okay. Let's see. I mean, somebody says, why is the show cost such a big deal? It's not a death penalty, expires after one season, his assistants can still recruit. Well, no, it's not just one season. Okay, the one season ends in March, April. Well, you hope April, but probably March. His doesn't end until in the middle of June. His assistants can still recruit.
Yeah,
can you imagine going almost two full years?
Yeah,
where your head coach can't do anything. Like, it's not.
You're never going to convince me that that's a better option.
If he got in trouble. And he's at Louisville. You think the last 5 years have been bad? Wait.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's just way too risky. You just can't do it. You can't. Yeah. And like I said, I like him. I'd hire him. I think he's a good coach. I mean, I would hire him without a show cause. But no, even me, who I'm like the dirtiest fan in the game. I'm like, yeah, just hire a big cheater. I don't care. Pay players. Dude, play dirty. I just want to win. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, you can
would
never
say you can't hire him.
You can never convince that that's a better option than, I mean, like, you don't,
it would
don't
literally
discount Dusty May and Josh Schertz that much is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
Chase,
it would be better.
Would
options.
I be wrong in saying it would literally be the riskiest hire in the history of college basketball if Louisville right now in their state hired a coach, forget it, it's Will Wade, just a coach with the show calls.
No, you're like, right.
It would be the riskiest hire in the history of Louisville, or in the history of sports, college basketball. Not, like, look, I'm narrowing it down there.
Like, there's a chance that, like middays with Marcus Maben in the March, if that happens and it goes wrong, like, there's a chance that that's just, like, out the window.
No, I know.
Like, we just don't talk about basketball.
I know.
It's not a thing.
No, yeah, yeah. You would be,
which,
you'd be looking at the death penalty, like, for real, for real.
I don't know what my
as
life.
As a multiple-time repeat offender. And can you imagine the mercy, the NCAA would show you when you went to the court and they said, you hired a guy with the show cause.
God, we would look so dumb. Like, oh, God.
Like, you knew this was coming. Like, you're done. You're done, done. That's what I say. Again, not knocking Will Wade. I love the guy. I think he's a really good coach. He's going to do really good. I think if he gets the Paul job, that's going to be a really good hire. Jeremy said Huggins. No, what are we talking about here? Growing into Louisville. Okay. We may be finding out what coaches and what coaches are able to deal with entitled players. Maybe Cronin can't. And that's very true. Gosh, we got so many texts, man. I'm trying to get through all of them. Would you rather have Mick or Richard? Well, you know what my theory is on that. That's my whole thing with Mick Cronin. I'm like, if you're going to hire Mick Cronin, why not just hire Richard Pitino? Who, by the way, I'm telling you right now on the air, and I'm very comfortable saying this, he would absolutely take the Louisville job.
Yeah.
Richard.
100%.
I know that firsthand.
Yeah.
He would absolutely take the job. So for anybody that's like, well, Richard wouldn't take the job because of Rick, that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, if Richard's offered the job, he will take the job.
Like, Rick wouldn't tell him, like, Rick would tell him.
Oh, I'm not sure Rick would tell him to take the Louisville job.
Really?
I'm not, but I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either. I'm just saying
I'm not saying
Rick's
got to
know. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't think Richard cares. Like, but I know he would take it. That's why I'm like, I like him. Let's see. I'm trying to keep up the text line here, man. I know this is weird radio, but I mean, this is coaching search time. This is what we are. Like, this is why people text in. Like, the days like today are why you have the text line. You know? 100%. So, sure, throw out this year for Mick, but you can say it's also uncharacteristic of him for 1 year out of 20 to make the Final Four. Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not out here touting Mick Cronin's massive tournament success. I don't think that's what Chase meant at all.
No.
Just saying, but it's.
But he's not.
He's not, he's not bad. I mean, yeah, like, let's not act like he's terrible, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We need a brand boosting hire. I agree. Let's see. Why hasn't Lieberman's name been brought up? Rick Pitino, old assistant. Andy lives in Louisville. Nobody would love Lieberman being the head coach more than me. I would basically be on the team.
Yeah, no. I think everybody.
No, Leib's. Listen, I think Leib's going to be back into coaching sooner than later.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Texter says, I've actually been pretty down ever since we started talking potential candidates last week. We've spent all year talking about landing a big name coach. Now it feels like we're going to have to settle on someone who doesn't bring much excitement. I get that, but I would say let's see where we're at. Because right now, what do we know? We know we've talked with Scott Drew's people. And there is I believe, somewhat of an offer on the table for Scott Drew. Okay? We're kind of freaking out about, what if it's shirts? Well, what if Scott Drew just says, yeah? Well, then, I mean, that's the biggest swing flex of all. Maybe one of the biggest coaching flexes of all time. If Josh Hurd goes and takes Scott Drew, because right now, I mean, I believe in that top tier. What do you got? Cal, Izzo,
Self.
And then Scott Drew's probably the leader of that group right behind him that's like, okay, he's next.
Yeah.
As far as the, you know.
Like we've talked about it a few times. The old regime is gone. Like Krzyzewski, Rick. We forget Rick's still active.
I love Shaka Texter, by the way. I kind of put in there with Bruce Pearl. I just haven't heard it. I love both of them. I just have not heard a single word about either one of those guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. Sorry.
No, but we've talked about it. Like, I mean, Rick, you can. I mean, he might coach till he's dead, but he's older. You know, like we Cal is getting older. Like Bill Self's even getting older. Izzo's been older, and Krzyzewski and Roy Williams retired. How many coaches are left that have been able to win a national championship? I mean, those however many that I just named have shared the spotlight for a long time.
Sure.
And it's time, you know, that's why the hire is kind of weird, too. I mean, that's why Drew would be such a good hire.
Oh, because
he's the one that's done it. And not.
But it's also why, Chase, you and I are both saying, as much as I don't think me or you would love it, and I think we represent the irrational / rational fan, if you'll say that. But if Josh identifies a guy like Schertz and says, no, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Dusty May, no, that's my guy. He's the next great guy. I'm not going to kill it. I'm going to go, I'm not excited, but maybe he'll make me excited.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm also not going to be like, well, this guy's not going to work. Well, you know, like, well, we'll see.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. The landscape right now in college basketball is different.
Oh, God. So different. Richard up and down the sidelines, Lieberman sitting there, and the friends LaVille would be back. And God, can you imagine when they showed Rick and he was in that, you know, he was there at a game or something. I don't know if he would come here, but like if we were playing in the garden or something and Rick came to the game and had his sweater on behind the bench, he'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, everybody my age would be.
I don't care what anybody says, man. Richard would just make it feel like Louisville basketball again. I would just be like, oh, my God, we're back.
I really do. I think everybody my age would be like, this is like paradise.
Yeah.
This is paradise.
I know.
Yeah.
Really. It would be. Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley's probably, I don't think he's on the table for us. But
I forgot about
He's probably right there with Scott Drew. Probably. They're probably in that little group of three, four that are right behind the next group, you know.
Yeah, I forgot about Hurley. I should have for sure mentioned him.
Let me see. Here we go. Tired of Louisville coaches. Tired of Louisville-related coaches. Hire someone to win. I understand that. Let's see. What? You guys are a long way down the path of settling, it seems. So I'm hoping for a splash, but I probably going to I don't believe that. Like we'll see. To be honest, this won't be a popular hire, but has to feel bigger than the program. Or this won't be popular, but the hire has to feel bigger than the program itself. To an extent, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of interesting dynamics this hire. I will say that. I mean, Josh is in a unique position. Now, like the Mark Ennis promo says though, Louisville's also not a tough sell. Not that it's not a tough sell, but it's pretty good. You got a pretty good product you're selling here. You know, like,
yeah,
you're not selling a shake weight.
I've always said, and every head coach is competitive. Like it's a requirement to be a head coach. Like you're super competitive. Any competitive person would look at this job as an opportunity rather than like a death sentence, I guess. So like they would look at it as, well, if I go there, I can do this there, and if it goes good, then it's going to be great. Versus a lot of people are saying, if you go there and it goes bad, then you're dead. Like,
yeah.
I don't think any competitive coach looks at it that way. I think they look at it as, if I kill it there,
yeah,
I'm set.
No, I'm absolutely. Well, I mean, you imagine if you're a guy like Scott Drew, does going to Louisville and making a Final Four put you over the hump there? Or are you, you know, regardless of what that one jackass on whatever little podcast video he did for Baylor or whatever.
Yeah.
Who was like, oh, Louisville, you stooped to Louisville. Like, buddy, Louisville and Baylor, we're talking two separate things there, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's two different worlds. Okay. Like, but if you're Scott Drew, I mean, do you say, I mean, Scott Drew, listen, grew up in the Indiana area, okay, in the 80s. And in that time, like, he knows what the Louisville brand is. You know what I mean? So I think it could be a little bit there. Let's see. Jerome Tang, 2 years ago, I stood on the mountain and screamed the top of my lungs, what is KP's resume? But that hire was shoved down our throats. Now we're talking about Jerome Tang. Why in the world? Run through down his resume. This is Louisville. Okay, well, who do you want? I mean, outside of Scott Drew, I mean, okay, what resume do you want? I mean, I don't – are you just doing a
– To push back on that a little bit, like, Jerome Tang has a college staff in place, and he's at a college program where, like,
yeah, I mean,
Kenny was coming straight from the NBA and had no staff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, staff. Like, I don't –
there's some differences.
Jerome Tang, yeah, he's a 2-year head coach, but I mean, okay, like, well, what do you want?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I'm just asking. Like, I really don't know. I mean, I understand it. If you're just like, no, I need a Mick Cronin, I need a guy with a long head coaching resume, then like, okay, cool, I understand that. If you hired Richard Pitino Jr. as the coach, where do you think he ranks in ACC head coaching hierarchy? Top 7, probably. 7. Would you put him? I think Richard's one of those guys that he wins most places, pretty much everywhere he's won. I mean, Florida International in the tournament. Then he went to Minnesota. He had Minnesota in the tournament, landed multiple 5-stars at Minnesota, which Minnesota is impossible to win there. And then he goes to New Mexico, and they've been in the top 25 a couple times this year and probably going to make the tournament. So, I mean...
I think you
give him Louisville's resources, it would be big. But I also understand the questions.
Did you hear that he might end up playing St. John's in a playoff?
Yes. That would be amazing. God. I heard that coming in.
Yeah, yeah. That would be crazy.
Let's see. I want Tang so bad, but I don't know if the fan base will let him keep his happy-go-lucky style. I think he would be awesome. Billy D would be excited. Listen, if we get Billy Donovan, I probably won't wear clothes for – Chase, if we land Billy Donovan, I will at least do one show butt naked in here.
Y'all might think he's joking.
No, I'm not. No, I will do one show completely in the nude.
I don't know.
Here at 93.9 The Ville, if we get Billy Donovan.
I mean, that would be the best summer.
No, I'm serious. We won't do YouTube that day, probably, but I will do one show with nothing on my body.
I don't know. I'm gonna mark this.
No, mark it. I don't care. Mark it. Put it out on Twitter. I don't care. Do whatever you want. You hire Billy Donovan. I'll do one show, butt naked, from this studio. I don't know why. Because I'll be happy.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're happy? You get naked.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to break.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time.
He come out naked on stage at the Oscars.
At like the real Oscars.
Yep.
Was this like a prank or something?
No, I believe it was like a costume award, but I don't know. Some people think it was like a humiliation Illuminati ritual.
So let me get this straight. John Cena came out at the Oscars naked. Was it like the red carpet?
No, it was the award. He gave the award away. Yeah.
Like on the stage.
Yes.
In front of the microphone.
Absolutely.
Was the podium blocking him?
No. No, just the envelope.
What do you mean envelope?
That you give away the award.
The envelope, envelope?
Yep.
Yep. So he just kept his hands down?
Booty naked.
This really happened last night.
Yeah.
You knew about that?
Everybody's getting naked. So I says, I'm driving down Gene Snyder. Guess I got to get butt naked. Because that's what you do when you're happy.
Yeah. Is that your go-to?
I mean, no, I was saying if Billy Donovan got the job, I would do a show naked, which you'll probably come in studio that day, I would hope. And I'll do one show.
That's a big envelope.
That's a big envelope, wasn't it?
He's in shape. He's in really good shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
What do you mean I have to come to the studio?
Well, I mean, you'll probably be in that day. I'll just undress and I'll do the show and we'll talk about Coach Billy Donovan.
I might go on vacation if we hire Donovan.
I might too. You know what's weird? I might be so happy that we hire Billy Donovan, I might move to Florida. I know that sounds counterproductive, but I might just be like, no, I'm so perfectly happy with my life.
That was the point I was making.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, they'd be like, why would you leave?
I could rest.
Yes. I'd be able to Thanos. Rest. So just sit down and it's like, you got Jeff Brom and Billy Donovan. And be like, did it.
I could rest.
I don't even have to do radio anymore.
The rest is up to y'all.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy my team now.
Right. If y'all can't carry this home.
Cena was promoting his new movie, supposedly.
What kind of movie?
That's the disguise. That's the disguise, huh? Hey, people are going to wonder about this. So.
No, no.
Okay, so what did I miss?
It's coaches. I'm talking coaches.
Type of coaches or names?
Yes and yes. Everybody.
Types.
I like types.
Give me types.
Like
make
strong jawed, sexy.
Oh God. Go ahead and finish it.
It's kind of what I want. No, I mean I would like someone who has some proven.
Is that okay?
Success.
Proven. That's one of the first things that jump to your mind.
Yes.
Proven.
All seriousness, I would like some proven.
So if I line up the list, you're going to give them a green check mark on whoever has.
I need to have watched you win. Like I made the point.
Okay, say win. Watch you win.
This is a perfect example of what you're asking here for me. We were talking about Dusty May.
And you understand why why I'm doing types are more important than names for me.
Yeah.
My satisfaction isn't based on type.
No, yeah, that mm-hmm. and sure. But like, okay, for instance, Josh Schertz at Indiana State has had a lot of head coaching success. Dusty May maybe hasn't even had as much as him. But I've watched Dusty May coach in a Final Four. And to me, that means something. So I say that, I put the names on it so you know who they are. But when I say success, I really would like to have watched you with my two eyes coaching in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Okay, so that's kind of that's your bar of success.
I think
after
so.
The second weekend, because anybody can win.
Yeah, I'm very much, and I think you feel the same on this show, that, I mean, the second weekend is a really good season. I mean, things happen in the second weekend, but if you're one of the last 16 teams playing in the NCAA tournament, that's a big deal.
You know what I'm struggling with? I'm struggling with two types.
Okay.
Number one. Toughness. Mm-hmm. Do your team. Because it's like, you know, like coaches that have tough teams, I can figure out the rest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know if a coach won't let a guy be on his floor if he's not tough, psychologically tough, conditionally tough, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like I can deal with, you know, like, okay, it's the Denny Crum
you win 19 games, but still everybody knows you're a 7 seed, but you're the most dangerous 7 seed, in this place.
Yeah.
Like, that's one kind of guy. It's like, because I know my floor is going to be tough. Everybody, when you have tough teams, you can protect home different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, even Coach Pitino, just the toughness is why it's like, no, dude, we don't drop these at home. Like, standard of I can point to a play and get a kid off the court.
Yeah.
You got out-toughed.
Sure.
No bad luck to it. No, you just got outfit, you know. But here's the thing. Problem is, how much of that is just what I saw these last couple of years that are making me overvalue toughness, mm-hmm. right? Okay, that's one department. The other department, execution of college sets.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that because a lot of teams are just doing the pro pick and rolls, but there's still some that are running open motion or, good college fundamental motion.
Oh, yeah.
That gets good cuts. It's good, you know how, like, when you watch Michigan State, you know they're going to get a good shot.
Yeah.
Out of pretty much every play. You know, I mean, they might screw up on a pass or some missed dribble or something, but they're going to have a set that everybody's on the same page. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if you do it without – let me ask you this. Did you see
– Well, real quick, before we do that, I was watching – I've watched every video of every potential coach that's on YouTube.
Right.
That's what I did this weekend. Mm-hmm. I flooded myself. I think that's why I come in here and just kind of vomited coaching talk, because it's like that's what I've put in all weekend. Mm-hmm. And, watching, for instance, I know I keep going back to Billy Donovan. It's like, why I do this? I like pain. It's Freudian. But there was like one set motion that they used, and it showed like 15 different scenarios where like it worked. It's like, no, this set, you can either, boom, it's here, boom, this is, all right, here's them running it again, boom, it worked, you know.
Yep.
Or not, and they miss sometimes,
yep.
But it was like, hey, we got a look here, boom, you can get a look here, that's how you can do it. It was like, man, that's beautiful, man. Just somebody who can say, okay, I've got sets, I can work, I can get buckets in the college game.
Where you can run the same set.
Yes, absolutely.
The same set.
And that's what this was.
Yeah, you can run three sets and have 7 options out of 3 sets that's mm-hmm. basically impossible to stop.
Yeah.
A lot of that is from me, just from my crumb eyeballs, right? Because mm-hmm. here's the thing. Nothing pisses me off more than to watch a guy run a cut and he's not looking for the ball. That means he doesn't know that he's an option.
Yeah.
That means you've put in this, you have an offense where guys are like, there's a purpose when you two exchange over there. Mm-hmm. You're not just exchanging for the fun of it. You're exchanging to occupy the defense. Yeah. So they're looking this way. Like, offenses have been designed over just 50 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To keep people occupied off the ball. You know, it's and it's like, it's funny when you watch, again, I made a reference to this Tex Winter the other, when we was talking about, the Bulls offense. That triangle offense. And here's the thing. You would see.
Chase didn't know who Pete Bell was. Took a second.
Look, you would have to fake pass to every option or you'd get in trouble. Even if you're not, you're not going to throw it.
Yeah.
You have to fake it to acknowledge that that's a cut that sucks in the defense. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's like what drives me insane more than anything is like if you see somebody come off a banana cut and don't even acknowledge anybody, it's like that you never run this motion and it's like that's one of those motions. That it's like, that's never run as a decoy. That's clearly run to score. So even though the play might not be there right then, it's still like, Okay, but that's in the offense. You don't run a screen at the free throw line, cut off to the basket, and it just be a, this is just part of the play.
Steve, the simple pass to the wing and the center is at the free throw line, and you just run straight down under the basket. Listen, out of my 1,067 points, or, I'm sorry, 1,267 points, all time. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my 1,002.
What was it?
I should know that.
You should.
I should know that. That's something, Chase, can you look
that up? That should be a number you should be able to just.
I should be able to rip off that number.
Like you can rip off Tennessee's.
Yeah, 102.455.
That should be something you could just, at the boom, drop of the hat.
that's a good point. Chase, can you find that out for
me? It's like, listen, the woman, I love. OG delegation ladies. I love them. But I will say this. If you've got a scripture on you, you're around one of an OG delegation lady, you better be prepared to recite it. Because she's taking my blood, and the first thing she says, she's like, what's Psalms 91? I'm like, I knew. And I literally told her, I was like, I knew you was going to ask that. She kind of had, we had a laugh, because I got that on my arm, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And she was like, no, I've, no, tell me, son.
You better know that.
Yeah. I was like, and we kind of had a laugh because I said, you know what? I said, I knew you was going to ask me that. I'm like, I just knew. But yeah, that's, you should know this.
You won your scoring from U of L. Yeah.
Yes.
1,624 career points.
Oh, I cheated myself out of a couple hundred. Mm-hmm. But Steve, I was explaining this to somebody.
Wait a minute, how many?
It says 1,624 on U of L's.
1,600?
Yeah, 1,624. 11th
Where did you get that from?
Gocard.com.
There's no way.
I'll call Zach Greenwell later. Yeah, I want to get that confirmed before we start spouting that off.
Wait,
that's a lot of points.
16 what? 24?
Yep.
1,624. I got to remember that. 1,624.
I
think it sounds better if I say 1,624.
Yeah. Man, they got a whole bio on you.
Steve, the point is, 400 of those were off the regular guard cut. The first pass to the wing.
Won MVP? The Peck Hickman MVP?
Yes. I'm very proud of him.
You still got it?
Yes, I do. Okay. Actually, yeah.
I knew you would. I didn't know if Pops had taken it. No. 1,624. Third best ever in Conference USA.
Really?
At that time. I don't know if that still holds true.
Look,
Dwayne Wade and Reese, there were some guys come in after you.
I don't mean they score more than me. See what I'm saying?
I refuse to accept it.
You see what people do to my legacy? Radio has ruined my athletic legacy.
Many points.
Radio has literally ruined.
Wade.
And this is in the Denny Crum offense. That's like scoring 3,000 in Davenport's offense.
How many points did Dwayne Wade score in college?
What did they say? Dean Smith is the only guy that could hold Jordan under 20 points?
Yes. That's funny.
And Crum was number two.
All right. Let's see. Dwayne Wade's total points.
Griff is the only person that averaged 20 points under Crum.
Okay. Dwayne Wade scored 1,281. That was 2 years. That was in 2 years.
You see what I'm saying?
Like you basically got a COVID year.
He got a COVID year. He sat out. He was a grown man when he got to college. And he had family issues that made him more desperate.
You're just a rich punk.
Yeah. I'm just the son of a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
I play basketball for fun, Steve.
Punk.
I didn't have to do this, Steve.
I didn't want to.
I could just work with my dad.
I know. So you say a bunch of your points. I've interrupted you three times. A bunch of your points come off that cut.
Yeah, off the first, the most simplest. And here's the thing. Every single team
knew exactly what we were going to run because we've been running the same stuff forever, and it works. So that's why I'm looking at sets very high on my list of things I want to see out of the new coach. Offensive sets where your execution is more important than your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Billy Donovan, and I know we're just, you know, hypothetical. Billy Donovan is like one of the only people I would recuse from my anti-NBA right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's got two national championships.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'll play that game. But I'm trying to separate what, you know, my trauma from the last couple of years to, okay, what do I value? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just, you know, in the coaching thing. I finished third in Conference USA.
What, in 2001?
Reese Gaines had like 1,900.
Thank you.
Boom! Roasted.
Reese.
He had an up-tempo style. He got to play 2 years.
Hey, Tom Juric looked me right in my eye and said, if Marcus Maben had played under Rick Pitino for 1 year, he would have been the number one pick in the draft. And I looked Tom Juric right in his eye and was like, that's not true.
Are we at the top?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I dragged on and on.
Got a lot to get to.
Rolling along, 939 DeVille.